I'm here in Utrecht, the Netherlands, for the red carpet premiere of Solo, a Star Wars story. With Chewie here. I'm tremendously excited to see this movie. Of course, after the movie, I will give you my full spoiler-free review.
My brother also arrives to join me for tonight's premiere. We've watched all the Star Wars movies together since we were young, and we're also going to watch this one together. And now it's time for Chewie and for the rest of us to head to the theater for the premiere of Solo, a Star Wars story.
So here we are, just watched Solo, a Star Wars story, and here is my initial reaction, my spoiler-free review of the movie. In one word, I loved this movie. I went in not knowing really what to expect, whether it would be good. Of course, there was a lot of press around this and a bit of a negative vibe. I was like, okay, let's just trust all the other movies have been great. This is Kathleen Kennedy, who is in charge. She knows when to fire people and she knows how to make this work. And I was not disappointed. Actually, I was blown away. I loved this movie. It's a great origin story of Han, of Chewie, and some other characters. There's not much I can say. And this ties in so well into the rest of the Star Wars saga. There are small references for the fans. There are these tiny details. There is just so much to love. And this is a movie that you can watch several times and you will still continue to discover a lot of stuff. This is a dense movie and it's entertaining from the beginning until the end. But there is also a lot happening. So I was like, at times I just had to kind of stop and think, well, wait a minute, did I just see? Now I want to go back and see it again. There were a lot of concerns about Alden Ehrenreich. Is he really going to be able to replace Harrison Ford? Well, he nails it. He reminds you of Harrison Ford in the beginning, and then something just, I flip a switch in my head and he becomes Han Solo, and it works. Lando, of course, needs no explanation. Fantastic. Chewie is one of the best Chewies I've seen so far in Star Wars. All the other characters are amazing. There is, I need to ask my brother who is standing here beside me, because he also, you know, has his opinion about it. Jeroen, you have a moment to, I want to hear your first review too, because
my first review. I'm not a reviewer.
Well, spoiler free, so.
Spoiler free.
Who was, according to you, next to the usual suspect, who was your favorite character in this movie?
My favorite character or my favorite actor?
The favorite actor.
Or actress. Well, obviously, that's Woody Harrelson.
Woody was fantastic.
Absolutely amazing. I love every single movie he's in, except maybe for 2012, where he's just this nut on the mountain.
Okay, I don't even remember that.
Oh, well.
No, he was amazing.
But he's absolutely...
And he gives a lot of weight to the story, I think, a lot of gravity.
Yeah.
And
and he's well, without spoiling anything, he's a sort of mentor to Han.
Yeah, and very important in the entire story. I didn't expect his role to be this important.
Alden Ehrenreich.
Yes,
Ehrenreich. As
you were a bit doubtful, you know. Is this gonna work?
Well, obviously. In the trailers, he was not presented,
not convincing. Yeah.
Presented in a convincing way. Maybe they cut it a little wrong in the first trailer I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So I was really worried that it wouldn't work. But then we said to each other, he looks like him, but it's not every time. But most of the important moments, he's really. The resemblance to Han is really
Yeah.
Really great. And also to Harrison Ford, I'm
and
sorry.
Thanks to the writing as well. The dialogue is amazing. Of course, it's Kasdan and his son who wrote this. And you can just tell. And I even think that Ron Howard has put his mark on this movie
way more than
people think.
I think he had a couple of demands, and you can because you can still see some remnants of
what probably was the first
that would have gone totally in the wrong
this
way.
This movie could have gone very wrong.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. But yes. It's just a minor thing, but a very annoying thing. And
yes.
Well, they
dealt with it. They dealt with it.
They managed
to
solve this.
Yes.
This problem.
Yes. There was a Jar Jar problem.
A Jar Jar.
You told me while we were watching movies, like, that's the next Jar Jar.
Yeah, but it was solved.
It was solved.
In
it
a
was
satisfactory
dealt with.
Manner.
Yes,
and which was kind of a relief as well as sort of
right in time.
Yeah. Well,
and then there are just some amazing twists in the story. It's not
absolutely.
It's not at all what the trailer seemed to seem to give us.
And it's very surprising. And can we mention the Kessel Run, because everyone knows it's
the Kessel Run. It's 12 parsecs, etc. Yeah.
Well, there is something like the Kessel Run in all the. It's mentioned so many times in Star Wars episodes, but this time you finally know what it means.
Yes.
And
there are a number of things.
That's all I'm going to tell, because I don't want to spoil
exactly
anything.
There are a number of things in this movie that will give new depth to what we already know and are so familiar. We watched these movies when we were kids.
Yes.
And now we finally get to see the backstory of that, and it fits. It fits perfectly. It doesn't feel contrived. It's not like, oh, let's do this or that. Like the prequel sometimes felt a little bit too contrived. This feels like a natural fit, as if this movie is really not a prequel, but was shot in sequence, you know?
I liked it even better than Rogue One.
Wow. Yes.
I'm not going to talk about that other movie, that Episode 7.
You were not a fan of The Last Jedi.
That's
differ.
To put it mildly. Because
he hates
it. Absolutely.
He totally gave up on Star Wars. He was about to become a Star Trek fan.
Actually,
this movie
the whole day
it.
I was kind of depressed because I was preparing for a new disappointment.
Yeah.
But it didn't happen. I'm very pleasantly surprised. And,
it was awesome.
Yeah,
what about the music? Final thing.
Well, yeah. That's John Powell, one of the best film composers of this time. He was absolutely stunning. This is so well done, because he mixes in all kinds of different styles of music, and that's really tricky, because you get very harsh.
Like big transitions. Yeah, there's a lot of mood swings in this movie.
Yeah,
and
but somehow he always gets it right.
Yeah,
he can.
This is a very good. This is one of the most diverse or varied soundtracks that I know.
Absolutely,
there's even a piano. You're it's like, this is the first, the premiere of a piano in Star Wars.
I can't remember any piano in any episode.
Me neither.
So this is maybe in the percussion as a percussion instrument,
but it worked.
It worked like a melody instrument. So the music was terrific. One difference between, by the way, I forgot to mention it, between Harrison Ford and Alden Ehrenreich.
Yeah, Ehrenreich.
he's not as tall as Harrison Ford. So
but he's still young.
Well, they film him.
I know. Yeah.
From the
and with Chewie, everybody looks small.
That's right. Chewie, I really like that role.
Chewie was. Yeah. I thought it was the best Chewie that we've seen so far.
I think so.
And really, really cool. And surprising. Surprising backstory.
I like the backstory.
Yeah, me too.
Which is very, very, very rare for me to say, because I've always plenty of things negative to say. But I'm really surprised. I didn't. I couldn't have hoped for a better Star Wars special.
Exactly.
And my kids will be very, very happy.
I think so too. So, in short, to summarize, this movie is so much better than you think it is. So go see it.
So much better than 7.
It's different. It's like apples and pears. It's very different. But I loved it. I'm definitely going to see it again, because there's so much in this movie. And now that I've seen this one, I want to go back and rewatch Star Wars. So it's a good excuse to rewatch everything again. Even the prequels. I will say no more.
That's right. That's right. Let's watch them again.
May the force be with you. Take care and see you later.
Bye-bye.